理课堂听 class.com。
The Golden Apples. Over the next years, Hercules completed many more tasks for King Eurystheus. He killed the poison birds of Stymphalus. He wrestled the mad bull of Crete. He brought the king the wild horses of Diomedes and the cows of Geryones. He even traveled to the land of the dead and brought the king the three-headed dog that guarded its gates. Hercules only needed to complete one more task before he was free from his slavery. King Eurystheus thought of the hardest task he could, in hopes that Hercules would not be able to complete it. The king gave his last order.
I want the golden apples that Zeus gave Hera. The apples are guarded by four women called the Hesperides. Find the apples and bring them to me.
This last task seemed impossible. Hercules did not know how to do it. The Hesperides were powerful immortals who would never let Hercules approach the apples. Also, Hercules knew that the Hesperides lived with a great dragon that had teeth as long as swords and could breathe fire so hot that it would melt metal. After much thinking, Hercules decided that he needed the help of the Titans. The Titans were giant men that had lived in the world before ordinary men were created. Hercules went to find the Titan called Prometheus. Long ago, when the first man was born, Prometheus stole some fire from the gods and gave it as a gift to men. This angered the gods greatly, and they punished Prometheus in a terrible way. They tied him with chains to the top of a mountain where a giant meat-eating bird lived. Each day this bird flew down and slowly ate out Prometheus's liver. This was horribly painful. Then, each night, his liver would grow back, so that he would have to go through the same pain the next day. Hercules climbed the mountain where Prometheus lived. As he climbed, he heard Prometheus's terrible screams, and he felt great pity for the Titan. Once on top, Hercules took his bow and arrow and shot the vulture that had caused Prometheus so much pain over thousands of years. He then broke the chains on Prometheus's hands and feet.
"You have freed me," said Prometheus. "If there is anything I can do to thank you, I will."
"I have also not been free for a long time," said Hercules. "I will not be free until I get the golden apples that Zeus gave Hera."
"Go and see my brother Atlas," said Prometheus. "Tell him what you have done for me, and he will help you."
Atlas was the largest and the strongest of the Titans. It was his job to carry the earth on his shoulders and keep it separate from the heavens. When Hercules arrived at the place where Atlas stood, he looked up at the great Titan and said,
"Great Atlas, you keep the earth and heavens apart, and all men admire your strength. I have recently freed your brother Prometheus from his chains. He told me that you would help me in my current task."
Hercules then told Atlas all about his 12 tasks and about bringing the golden apples to King Eurystheus.
"I can certainly help you with your task," said Atlas, "but I cannot leave my job here. I must keep the earth apart from the heavens.
Perhaps I could hold up the earth for you while you are gone," said Hercules.
"Perhaps you could. Come here and try," said the Titan.
Atlas slowly lowered the earth down onto Hercules's shoulders. The earth's weight was great, but Hercules was able to support it. When Atlas saw that Hercules was holding the earth firmly, he ran off to find the golden apples. Atlas returned just a day later with the apples. Because of his great size, he was able to run to the place where the Hesperides lived in just a few hours. He had killed the dragon while the Hesperides slept and taken the apples easily. However, while he was away, Atlas realized that he was very tired of carrying the earth on his shoulders. He decided that he would not take it back from Hercules. He decided to trick Hercules into holding it forever.
"I have returned with the apples, Hercules," said Atlas. "But I wish to help you more. I will take the apples myself to King Eurystheus for you."
Now, Hercules was not a fool. He guessed that Atlas might never come back to carry the earth again. He said,
"You are too kind, great Atlas. It would be very helpful if you would take the apples to King Eurystheus. But will you do one thing before you go? I am not used to carrying the earth like you are. It is uncomfortable on my back. If you could just hold the earth for a minute, then I will get my blanket and put it on my back, so that the earth does not hurt me any more as I hold it." Atlas agreed and took the earth off Hercules' back and put it on his own. However, Hercules did not go and get his blanket, but instead picked up the golden apples.
"I have changed my mind, Atlas. Actually, I will take the apples to King Eurystheus myself."
Atlas looked very sad, but did not say anything. He did not want to admit that he was trying to trick Hercules. When Hercules returned with the apples, Eurystheus was so impressed that he could not feel jealous of his cousin any longer.
"You have completed my 12 tasks, Hercules, and done as the gods ordered. You are welcome to stay in my kingdom as long as you want, but not as a slave. You are now a free man."
Hercules left his cousin and the land of Argos soon after and wandered the lands freely again. He traveled to many towns and did many good deeds. He earned great fame for his adventures and had many happy days. Still, sadness always lived in his heart, for he could never forget the face of his sweet wife and loving children.